I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Indiana Festival Theater presents Eugene O'Neill's Ah Wilderness in the Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center. Preview on Wednesday, July 20th. It's followed by performances on Thursday and Friday. Then it alternates with Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors. Our guests are actors Abby Rowald and Henry Warrenitz. And by the time you're hearing this, you may have already seen them in The Comedy of Errors, where Abby Rowald, appropriately enough, played the abbess, and Henry Warrenitz played a character named Egeon and another character named Pinch. Thanks very much for coming in. Got to ask you a little bit about playing two characters. The Shakespeare and the O'Neill alternate. A couple of times you're playing one show in the afternoon and then the other show in the evening. Abby, I'd like to ask you to just briefly sketch your character as the abbess and then tell us a little bit about the matriarch Essie Miller in Eugene O'Neill.
Sure. Well, the abbess versus Essie Miller is going to be quite a change of direction because I think the shows are in very different styles. The Comedy of Errors is quite a comedy, we'll say that. And Ah Wilderness is a much different kind of comedy. It's a little more touching and it's not slow, but it's a slower moving, not as action-packed kind of comedy.
Henry, I'd like to ask you, you're playing two characters. Well, actually, you're playing three characters. You have two in the Shakespeare.
Yes. Aegean is the character in the Comedy of Errors that kind of sets the plot in motion. He's the man who's arrived in the town of Ephesus. He's out searching for his twin sons that were lost not long after birth. And as it turns out, they, of course, are in this town. And there are another set of twins that are also connected with that. It's quite a convoluted plot. And at the end, it turns out that he has a special connection to the abbess. The other character is a character named Pinch, who in the midst of some of the crazy going-ons is asked to come and kind of help exorcise the demons out of one of the twins.
Your character, Nat Miller, in the Eugene O'Neill play is not exactly possessed.
No, not at all, although he's opinionated. It's often said that about Our Wilderness that it depicts the family that Eugene O'Neill always wished he had had. And it's a play that's filled with great heartfelt familial love and joy and the trials and tribulations of growing up in a small New England town in 1906, thereabout. So it's great fun to do the both roles.
Abby, how do you discard one character and put on the other?
Oh, it's not as difficult as we like to make it sound. You know, this is my first rep experience, and I have to say I did have some worries about the switching. But once you get started, you know what play you're in, definitely.
I'm somewhat older than Abby, and I've done repertory for a lot of my career, and particularly in Shakespeare. And it is the most common question you get from audience members, that don't you ever get the plays mixed up? And the analogy I always use is, well, you don't really get your French class and your algebra class mixed up.
We've been talking with Henry Warrenitz and Abby Rowald. Our Wilderness opens on Wednesday the 20th with a preview, continues on Thursday the 21st, Friday the 22nd, and then goes into alternation and repertoire with The Comedy of Errors at the Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.